Matt and Mike in the morning.
Good morning to the day after St. Patrick's Day. I was going to try to do an Irish accent, but I'm not very good at that. So we're both wearing green today in honor of our Irish and Roman Catholic friends. Good morning. Well, today our lesson is on
New Testament 27 to be taught on April the 17th. It's about Paul's theology.
About Paul the theologian. It's a good lesson. Boy, did they ever have some good theological words in here. All these different definitions. Mm-hmm. Theology, grace, incarnation, justification, sanctification, eschatology. That's what your Revelation Bible study is all about now. And then it goes on to talk about other good understandings of God, who the Trinity is, and explaining the Trinity from Scripture, what the incarnation is, the two natures of Christ, that Jesus is both fully man and fully God. This is wonderful, and the foundational parts of our understanding and our faith, frankly. Yeah. In Christ's sacrifice, his work of the Spirit, salvation, justification, and all these other. So they go well into depth of this. They also have this Shema.
Shema.
Sorry, I wasn't so good in Hebrew. Not as good as you. So in the Old Testament, the Shema, maybe Pastor Barbara, you can fill in a little bit more in your knowledge, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And the purpose of this was what again?
It was the daily... It was for them. It was kind of like our making the sign of the cross,
or the Apostles'
in the name
Creed,
of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
It was simpler than that.
It would be
reminding them of their identity,
right? Yes,
in Yahweh,
right?
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Yes,
and what He's commanded them to do is love Him and love their neighbors. So the lesson talks about Jesus answering the question of the Pharisees, which is the greatest commandment. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Right. Yeah. So that was kind of a pretty standard answer. This lesson, I'm pretty good with. Are you pretty good with?
Yep.
Except for this. The lesson continually talks about Paul's theology and your theology and my theology. I think that does a fantastic way of explaining what theology is. It's a talk about God. It's a conversation about God. It's a belief in God. But you know what? Even atheists can have theology too. Mm-hmm. They believe in, you know, maybe the God of themselves, or like everybody's got a certain different type of theology. But does your theology save you? Does my theology save me? I would argue this. I would say that God's word saves us, and theology is just the study of God's word. So there's different views on how you study God's word, and it does matter. And it mattered even way back in the Old Testament times. We're going through the book of Acts, and there was this baptismal controversy. Some said, oh, I follow Apollos. Well, I follow Paul. Well, I follow Christ. And what it comes down to is we don't want to follow all these different people. We want to follow God's word, okay? And that's what it comes down to. We as Lutherans get accused sometimes of following Luther more than we do God's word. Do you follow Luther more than you follow God's word?
I mean, I walk behind him every day.
You walk behind, you do, because he's right over there. We just follow God's word. And Luther is just a guy, kind of like Paul, who explained God's word, who gave it to us in greater explanations that we could understand. So at the bedrock of this, our theology must be founded in God's word, in his word alone. And don't qualify it and say, like, my theology says this, your theology says that necessarily, but have it rooted in God's word. And if there is a difference between Pastor Bauer's theology and my theology, where do we go? Do we just say, fine, so be it?
There are some things which have very few implications following them, but there's also a lot of things that when we disagree, Scripture actually says one or the other.
Yeah.
Scripture and plain reason make one or the other to be true.
Yep.
And that's the other thing about saying my theology, your theology, is that there is true theology, true doctrine, true teaching. And that's what we seek.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're after. We as a confessional Lutheran church, Missouri Synod, we got this wonderful book called The Book of Concord. And in it, So Pastor Bauer and I and all other Missouri Synod pastors say this, that before we get ordained in the office of the Holy Ministry, we have to read all this. We have to wrestle with it. We have to be tested on it. And at the end of it, we have to say, I hold unequivocally to the Book of Concord as a pure exposition, mm-hmm. should be like an explanation, of pure theology of God's Word. It doesn't stand above God's Word, stands below God's Word. And this is just, it's just dynamite. It's so clear and it's so beneficial. It's not above Scripture, but it's a treasure because it helps to explain Scripture. Just like St. Paul, his words, his letters of instruction to Christians are a great treasure because he explains to us how the Old Testament is fulfilled in Christ and how all of the New Testament and its words and its teachings and its characters all fit together and all point us to Christ. And within that house of theology, you have different rooms of justification, of sanctification, of eschatology, of Jesus' mm-hmm. incarnation, of grace. And you get to spend time in these different rooms as you spend time in God's Word, learning about this gift that God has for you and who he is, that he's, say, become like us in every way, tempted in every way that we are without sin, two natures. Mm-hmm. He's fully human. Yet he's without sin, so he's fully divine. And so he's able to make the sacrifice for our sins and go to the Father's throne in heaven now that he's ascended. He's our advocate. And so there's just great treasures and gifts and all these different kind of theological rooms in the house of the one holy Christian and apostolic church faith. So that's what I got to say in this lesson. You got any more?
Yeah, no, that's good.
They got the Apostles' Creed in here, which is really great. Pastor Bauer was saying, I wish they would have had the Nicene Creed.
Because Nicene Creed speaks of, I believe, in one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. But I think that this curriculum would not promote that point, which is why they don't include it. But they do say Holy Catholic Church. They don't say Apostolic.
Yeah.
Actually, no, the Apostles' Creed was only Holy Catholic.
Yeah.
Apostolic is Nicene.
With the small c. But a good lesson and a good opportunity to define what salvation is, justification, sanctification, and eschatology in the church.
It is a long lesson, so it'll take some time to get through. So just know that going into it.
We'll see you next time on Matt and Mike in the Morning.